Alex Jones.
How would you describe him?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified.
Yeah. Could he be a threat to American democracy?
They think he's just nuts, and he is crazy, he is. But you gotta be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you gotta be a little crazy, it's like a rock star.
It is a war for your mind.
Information is the unlock.
Information warfare.
I come to you with a spring in my step. A song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things happen to good people? Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones.
That's a good thing.
The despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones
deserves every minute of torture.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but what do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling him
one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will he be shut down?
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good.
I guess the good guys just won the InfoWars.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
You know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
If you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
So no concept of the wider perspective here. If you still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is, you still can't get it.
We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is the number one player in all of this? Who is the number one symbol of alternative media and, you know, internet content?
It is the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line, and now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
Folks, we really are going to save this country, and we really are going to save this planet.
On InfoWars, think about that for a second.
They're going to remember Alex Jones. They're going to remember InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light.
you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow, but I crack the code. Now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind, this ain't luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at X.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. Please do share those links and cut out clips yourself, upload them yourself. We love when you do that, and that's probably the easiest, freest, and most fun way to support us. But, of course, you can go to thealexjonesstore.com and actually... There was a very weird, serendipitous series of events today, and this is just me, but this morning, it's just weird how this stuff works. My wife has beef tallow something, some sort of makeup thing in these little jars, and they've been there forever. She's had it forever, but I've never, like, looked at it until this morning, and for some reason, this morning, as I'm getting ready in my bathroom, I start reading the... label on this tallow container, and I'm sitting there going, man, this stuff sounds great, because it's like, you know, it's going massive, you know, all these full of vitamins, and it has all this great stuff, and, you know, I genuinely don't even know what, I guess it's tallow-based makeup of some sort, I'm not even sure, but it just happened to be this morning, it was the first time, these things have been there for years, it's the first time in years I've actually read it, and I'm sitting there going, you know, Infowars should probably sell tallow, this seems like a cool product, I bet we could get into this. And then I just, you know, keep getting ready, come in, only to discover that we have beef tallow now. Like, I don't know why, it's just very serendipitous. I don't know what this, if this means something, but it's just one of these occurrences where I see this beef tallow that my wife has as whatever makeup forever. I never read it. This morning, I'm like, huh, tallow, huh? This seems like some pretty cool stuff. I wonder if we ever sell any of this. And then this morning... it's revealed Optimal Human, beef tallow, grass-fed, highest quality, gluten-free, no artificial ingredients, available now at thealexjonesstore.com. What do you know? What are the odds? So yeah, tallow is really amazing stuff, and you can do a lot with it. You can get 25% off right now when you become a subscriber at thealexjonesstore.com. And of course, beef tallow has been, you know, making the rounds, getting a lot more attention because it's a better alternative to fry things in. And a lot of restaurants out there now are advertising that they have fries fried in tallow, not vegetable oil. Because people are realizing what an unhealthy and unnatural thing a lot of these olive oil is actually good. But the canola oil and all these other oils, they're not good. Much better is beef tallow. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake, toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. And you can get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. And when you compare it to seed oils, which is sort of what it would replace in your kitchen, it just doesn't even compare. I mean, it's like, would you rather eat an apple or a fake apple made of wax and cyanide? Like, which one would you rather eat? That's sort of the option you're being presented with. Would you rather be presented with beef tallow, 100% pure beef fat, packed with vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D, E, K, it supports your hormone health, it's not processed industrially, there's no additives, there's no preservatives, this stuff's been used by humans for centuries, has a high smoke point, so you can fry, you can roast, you can bake, you don't have toxic fumes, rich, clean, good flavor. Would you rather have that, Would you rather have seed oils that are ultra processed, totally poisoned, zero nutrients, linked to all these horrible issues like obesity and heart issues? I mean, it really is a no-brainer. You should be using beef tallow already. If you haven't tried it, now's the time. And if you do have, you know, enjoy using beef tallow, ours is the best. As we always do, we just get the best product available on the market and we bring it to you at the best price we can get it. And we ask you to support us by supporting yourself, getting these fantastic products at fantastic prices. It really is a win-win-win-win-win situation. Also, you get free money somehow. I want to find out what that's about. Well, you can find out by going to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Let them know who sent you. And, of course, you're still getting 60% off Mega Blue, Methylene Blue tinctures, CMOS gummies, the Shilajit gummies are all 60% off today. But that ends tonight. Plus, all other supplements are up to 40% off when you try them once. 50% off if you subscribe. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Like I said, it's simple. And it's, you know, it just makes us the least programmable, least hackable, least controllable outlet ever. Because we don't even have sponsors. We don't even have sponsors. We don't even ask for your, you know, subscription fee or anything. It's just if you like us, go to thealexjonesstore.com, support us, buy a product. It'll improve your health. It'll help us. And that's just how it works. Okay? If you don't like what I'm saying, if you don't like what we're covering, then I guess you won't support us. I'd rather you call in and tell me so I can get it right. But the audience is the only one we listen to. That's it. It's especially interesting for me because Alex doesn't even tell me what to do. Like, literally nobody tells me what to cover. Nobody tells me what to say. Sometimes I wish they would. It would be a lot easier if I didn't have to come up with everything myself. Be a hell of a lot easier if I didn't have to determine for myself how I'm going to cover everything and what it all means and who to insult when. It'd be a lot nicer to have it all scripted, but that's not the world we live in. So let's go now to clip number 14. This is so typical of the American government. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to take your calls this last hour. Got some people on Twitter saying I don't open up calls enough. We're making up for that. I'm opening up the lines. Give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on The War Room. Now let's go to clip number 14. This is what users are discovering. The just baffling amount of incompetence in the American government. The redactions on many of the files uploaded to the Jeffrey Epstein file dump are easily avoided. The redactions themselves are a separate layer on top of the document, and you can take the image of the document into a word processor, or you can copy and paste it in your browser, or you can take it into a program like Photoshop, and you can unredact the redactions. Let's watch.
Oh, look at this pesky redaction. Let's just get rid of that.
Dude,
this
that is insane.
This is what happens when you fire government.
Yeah, they're blaming it on firing government employees. I don't think that's really the issue here. You almost have to try to be that bad at publishing stuff like this. How do you not know to merge the layers? Has nobody ever taught the government to merge the layers? They got it wrong in like 2016 when they came out with the Obama fake birth certificate. They still haven't figured out how to print as PDF, merge layers. Like, what? Guys, it might be on purpose. It might honestly be on purpose. The weird thing is, a lot of these people are unredacting a lot of these documents. Now, not all of them can be unredacted like this, but a lot of them can. And what they're choosing to redact, kind of weird. Kind of not a reason for them to be redacting some of these things. I'd like to know the logic that went into some of this. Let's go to clip number 2 here. And this is how anybody can read the redactions of the Epstein files simply by copying the image and pasting onto a Word document. Let's watch.
Okay, guys, I just woke up and people are saying that the Epstein files can be read if you just copy and paste them into a Word doc. Whoever blacked out these documents used Adobe Acrobat, and apparently it's really easy to see what the redactions are. This doesn't work for every document. It only works for the documents where whoever redacted them was an idiot and didn't know what they were doing. So we'll go to this document, and I'll open it in a new window. You can see it pops up in Adobe Acrobat. And if we scroll down to anything that was blacked out, all you have to do is copy it and then open a Word doc and then paste it in. And that is the redacted amount right there. From another Epstein's personal accounts with another different bank for which another different bank, for some reason that was blacked out. We can look at the next line. Payments from this account totaling almost, so this is 111. Payments from this account totaling almost $60,000 were transferred by wire to young women, mostly at foreign beneficiary banks. Why would they black out those dollar amounts? I don't know. But you can literally read the redactions in the Epstein files, some of the documents, if you just copy and paste it into a Word doc. That's how stupid the people are working for Trump. And those are the people that Trump put in charge of this. So I'm sure there are people out there who have downloaded everything, and now they have to go through each document, copying and pasting to see what was blacked out. It's not every document, but this is pretty hysterical.
Kind of embarrassing. From The Guardian, some Epstein file redactions are being undone with hacks. Unredacted text from released documents began circulating on social media on Monday evening. People examining documents released by the Department of Justice in the Jeffrey Epstein case discovered that some of the file redactions can be undone with Photoshop techniques or by simply highlighting text to paste into a word processing file. Unredacted text from these documents began circulating through social media on Monday evening. An exhibit in a civil case in the Virgin Islands against Darren K. Indyke and Richard D. Kahn, two executors of Epstein's estate, contained redacted allegations explaining how Epstein and his associate had facilitated the sexual abuse of children. The exhibit was the second amended complaint in the state case against Indyke and Kahn. In Section 85, the redacted portion states, quote, between September 2015 and June 2019, Indyke signed FAC for over $400,000 made payable to young female models and actresses, including a former Russian model who received over $380,000 through monthly payments of $8,333 made over a period of more than 3.5 years until the middle of 2019. Prosecutors in the Virginia Islands settled its civil sex trafficking case against Epstein's estate, Indyke and Kahn, in 2022 for $105 million. And do you remember who the woman was who helped them settle that case? Would it surprise you to know that it was the very congresswoman who was caught taking direction from Jeffrey Epstein in text messages, the representative from the Virgin Islands? Isn't that interesting? Indyke, an attorney who represented Epstein for decades, has not been criminally indicted by federal authorities. He was hired by the Parlator Law Group in 2022 before the Justice Department settled the Epstein case. The firm represents the defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, and previously represented Donald Trump in his defense against charges stemming from the discovery of classified documents stored at the Florida estate, Trump's Florida estate. Calls and emails seeking comment from Indyke and Parlator Law Group have not yet been returned. So again, we've got a lot of unredactions here. Redactions in Section 183 through 192 of the document describe property taxes paid by the companies incorporated by Epstein on properties that were not on the same balance sheet as those firms. Again, kind of weird that all the money stuff is redacted. And it's unclear how the redactions conform with the Epstein Files Transparency Act, considering that they only gave the Department of Justice the right to withhold certain information, such as the personal information of victims and materials that would jeopardize an active federal investigation. It's unclear how property material complies with the redaction standard under the law. So that's very interesting. Here you have more examples of what has been uncovered under the redactions. People searching for the word Trump, obviously. And it has a lot about Michael Cohen and Trump's prosecutions and money and the prosecution of Michael Flynn. So they're saying that, you know, Trump has actually included a lot more in this. But it's all been redacted. But I don't see, again, anything pointing to Trump as having done anything bad. Now, there's a claim in here about Trump raping somebody. Let me go to that one because I'll explain it here. Because it's one of the more popular ones being spread around. Now, on the face of it, it's baseless and can basically be ignored. Prima facie. Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the recounting of an FBI interview from the year 2020 in which somebody claims to have been a limo driver, and in 1997, he overheard somebody else talking about somebody else that was raped by Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, so how many connections do you need before the source? Right, it's not the girl who did it. It's not somebody who knew the girl. It's not somebody who knew somebody who knew the girl. It's somebody who was a limo driver for somebody who was talking about knowing the girl who said she was claimed by Donald Trump. And this was 23 years ago? Wasn't brought up until 2020. And for some reason is included in this. And one of the reasons why it's so viral is because it talks about the woman is now dead and noted she was found, quote, with her head blown off in Kiefer, Oklahoma. Officers on the scene stated there was no way it was a suicide. That's a pretty big one. That's a pretty big deal. Of course, as I've just explained, none of the facts around it lended any credence whatsoever. It's 23 years later. It was during the election cycle of 2020. It was something that had never been brought up in any meaningful way before. It was somebody who claimed to have overheard somebody with the knowledge of the... It's just like, this should really be nothing. Yeah, this is the top link on Drudge, by the way. Top link on Drudge. Worst Epstein released on Christmas Eve. Trump rape claim. Oh my God. Well, it's not true. It's just completely fabricated, and we've actually already been through this before from the skiff. Another Trump slander campaign debunked. This is why Democrat approval rating is at 18%. All they do is lie. Another fabricated story from paid influencers to slander President Trump, literally originating from a former Jerry Springer show producer known for hoaxes. That's what's circulating on social media. No corroboration exists. No limo driver testimony. No Oklahoma death matching the description. This story was a distorted version of another hoax that was debunked years ago. They are desperate and have nothing, and they know it and resort to literal AI pictures and confirmed hoaxes that they've been debunked years ago and attempt to slander Trump because they're paid to lie right to your face. You better wake up and stop listening to people who are paid to lie to you and telling you to stop asking questions. So, again, this claim that we just read through, never been substantiated, long declared a hoax, and that's back when it had, more serious accusations than some limo driver heard 23 years ago that he's pretty sure this happened, okay? Let's go to your phone calls now. I've got more we can get into. We can get into more of the redacted, more of the bizarre things revealed in the Epstein files, but we'll go out to your phone calls now. Let's just go in the order they came in. So line one first, Icarus, I think it says. Go ahead, Icarus, you're on the air.
Merry Christmas, Harrison.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, first I wanted to talk about Candace Owens. I think it's a common thing we're going to see more of for people who have just eaten red pill recently. It's kind of like when InfoWars was in its infancy, that when people first, go down the rabbit hole, it's everything's a red pill, everything's a conspiracy and bees and Egyptians. And
for some reason, I'm picturing the Matrix and Neo talking to Morpheus and being like, "You're a robot." It's Morpheus like, "Dude, I'm the one that gave you the red pill. I'm the one that told you about this." Neo's like, "How do I know you're not the robot though? But wait a second. What if Trinity's also a robot? Are we all robot?" It's like, that's great. That's actually exactly what it's like. Neo takes the red pill and then immediately starts telling Morpheus about the Matrix. It's like, "Dude, you just woke up. Chill. Have some humility." Sorry to interrupt, but I actually really like that imagery.
Okay. Yeah, and she's her friend was murdered in front of everybody as a ritualistic assassination, and on 4K. So I think everybody also needs to bear with her if people are taking trauma in different ways. That's what I wanted to say about Candace Owens. She still has good content, and she's a great talker and everything. And nobody's perfect, and I think we need to fight for unity and try to always makes things team situation, teamwork makes the dream work.
Okay. But wait. Before we move on, I agree completely. So what do you do when Candace Owens is wrong?
You have to show them the evidence, break it down, and most importantly, you got to be patient, because people are going to get like, you know, like when Neo wakes up from the Matrix, he's all like, whoa, and he like pukes and stuff,
right.
Gets the spins, and that's what's kind of going. Plus, it's like a girl thing, emotional thing going on, I think, is my read of it, you know, of course.
Yeah.
But with Epstein, I think he's still alive. I remember on Twitter, there was the day he died, this guy posted on the street in New York, like at sunrise, an armored truck going right from the jail to the private airport and Learjet to Israel, was what was on Twitter. I can't find that right now.
Now that I haven't seen. Well, what I've seen the image of the cadaver, the supposed dead body, and I've seen the comparisons of his ear. The ear and the cadaver does not match the ear of Jeffrey Epstein, and everybody should know by this point, your ears are similar to your fingerprints, totally unique and you know, recognizable to you. You can actually use it as a form of identification if you're, you know, doing forensics. I remember that, and I remember the image of the drone shot of the person that looks awful similar to Jeffrey Epstein after he was supposedly dead on his island walking around. But I never saw the armored truck thing. That's new to me. I'd be interested to see that.
And that would explain why the cameras were off. If he was just, you know, as a billionaire having an escape plan, how much would you have to spend to bribe everybody there and have them to turn the camera off? You know, like billionaires don't just die like that with money in the bank. And plus, people like that are always going to have an escape plan, you know, like not only in the movies, but like Hitler, and everybody has those escape plan situations. But with the most recent releases, I thought it was interesting, not only that he was into crystals, he had like crystals on his desk. He was a crystal guy. But Harrison, I wanted to ask you, did you see what was on the bookshelf behind him on his desk?
I saw he had the Talmud. I saw he had like 30 volumes of the Talmud on there. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he had all the Torah and Talmud stuff. And I think that's the key point about why this whole Epstein debacle is so sensitive and has all this problem in the media. Is it's just like the other Israel stuff going on, how it's just a nerve. And it's always been this way. It's not anything that Nick Fuentes invented or it came out. You know, there was Francis Ford Coppola, the chess master, Bobby Fischer, you know, talked about it. And it was always simmering underneath, and it wasn't addressed post-World War II. And now I think because of the Gaza situation and the genocide and the killing and all that stuff being on 4K on everyone's phones, people have realized, like, oh, we kind of need to address this, and they're pushing back with their power monopoly they have in various agenda groups and parts in the economy and worldwide. So I think it's just a big, giant madhouse, you know, like the Mad Tea Party.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And sorry for laughing. I don't know if you're watching on but the crew just pulled up a meme. How do I know you're not a robot? Dude, chill. You just woke up. That's very good. Thank you very much for the call, Incubus. I completely agree with what you're saying. I could not agree more, in fact. And yeah, I think that's obviously what's being exposed here and what's being unraveled, what's being uncovered by all of this. We'll be right back with more final segment on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. More calls.
President Trump was cooking at McDonald's the other day and giving people french fries. And people criticized me and they said, well, you know, he's out there giving fast food. And I said, I don't have anything against fast food. I'm against food that has seed oils. When I was a kid, McDonald's was made with tallow fat. That was good for you. Your body needs that. It makes you healthy.
It's great.
Why aren't we making with tallow fat again?
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
People are raving about these french fries. You taste them.
They're amazing. They really are.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. And it is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health and is so good for your brain. And 25% off right now. Beef tallow is 100% pure beef fat concentrated, packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuels your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing, used by humans forever. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to support various cooking methods like frying, roasting, or baking without releasing toxic fumes or free-range free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Ladies and gentlemen, it's night and day. Beef tallow is the best. We've got a private label, one of the top brands in the country at thealexjonesstore.com. We are so excited about this. And again, Kennedy talks about the health effects, talks about how delicious it is. I remember until the 90s, the best places you get french fries at, McDonald's, where they went total GMO, fried their fries in beef tallow. God, did they taste good. So it's also totally delicious. You fund the operation. And cows that God gave us are amazing. We also have our bovine colostrum is a private label of the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop with other natural herb compounds, the marshmallow root that accelerates it, and it's the first 2 weeks of any mammal, including humans, isn't what you think of as milk. It's basically clear, and it's full of all of these super nutrients that boost your immune system, that grow your brain, that help your cells, that energize everything. It's literally the first mother's milk concentrated. Big discounts on it right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other amazing products there as well. We have the new creatine gummies that are the highest quality type of creatine, concentrated 5 milligrams per gummy. Everybody knows about creatine for your muscles and working out and your heart and stuff, but the brain effects and with your nerve endings, it is truly incredible. So be sure and check that out as well. Our new creatine gummies in 2 different flavors. It's a really great deal, a huge container of them for a low price. And then talk about your mitochondria, your cells, skipping multiple oxidation processes in the cells, cleaning them out, getting fast, clean energy with no letdown. And that's just the first effects. And everything else for your brain, your body, it is amazing. The workouts, Ultra Methylene Blue. We have the best medical grade. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the rave reviews. You're insane if you don't get it. And yes, the third shipment, both have been small because it's very hard to make. It's got so many great ingredients. Proprietary Methylene Red. Look at what's in it. Look up each ingredient. Ask Brock about it. Ask your doctor about it. Ultra Methylene Red, a limited shipment, just came in today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. Maybe we just need to do a basics class. Basics in conspiracy theory. We need to do a conspiracy theory 101 class. Because here's what happens. You get sort of two events and you don't understand how they relate. And so your first step should be to investigate it. Not to speculate wildly about it. Anyway, I just was seeing an exchange during the break of people being like, well, I thought InfoWars was supposed to go down. I thought, why is it still around? How is Alex still at the head? I guess that's proof he sold out to Israel. It's like, what? What? No. What? Okay, I can understand. I can be like, all right, Alex got this massive judgment, $1 billion. He's going to go down. It's been 2 years and he's still there and he's still in operation. What could explain that? Maybe look into it. Maybe see if there's been like weekly developments in this front that Alex has talked about on a continual basis. Maybe check out the court transcripts that are all completely public, where you can see exactly why every decision that was made at every instance up until now. You can look into the fact that they tried to rig the auction and got caught, and the judge threw it out and said, we have to do a new auction. And then it keeps getting pushed back. And it's like, this is all available for you. But people just go, we don't understand why he's still around, therefore it's Israel. And it's like, you haven't even looked into it at all. That would be the first step, is seeing if there is an explanation. Now, if there's no explanation forthcoming, if you have a mystery, a gap in the data, and you do research and you can't find the information, then maybe you can start speculating. Then you can start plugging things in. But you should probably at least just go look first. Like, go check it out first. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. The quality of conspiracy theorists is just plummeting. I'm going to go back out to your calls. I do want to remind you, beef tallow, brand new product. It's a heavy bucket, too. There's a hefty product we have here. Ideal for frying, sautéing, baking, or as natural cooking oil substitute. Really, that's not even right. This says it's a cooking oil substitute. No. Cooking oil is the substitute for this. No, this is what people used to cook with. This is the natural stuff. This is the good stuff. This is the stuff with no preservatives, stuff that doesn't have to be processed, the stuff that was never, you know, designed as engine grease and only then later, you know, marketed as a food. No, beef tallow is the superfood. It's the original. All of the other cooking oils are all very poor imitations of this. This is the cooking oil. All that other stuff is the substitute. Beef tallow, get it today. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison, Optimal Human, beef tallow. Get it for, I think, 25% off if you sign up for a regular delivery, which you may want to do considering the fact that once you start using it, you're going to use it for everything. Trust me. Just go look up. What can I do with beef tallow? It's amazing stuff. So try it now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. With that, we go to Jefferson in Virginia. Thanks for calling in, Candace Owens. You're on the air, Jefferson.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I think Candace has earned the right to be wrong. If you remember, initially they were saying they didn't know where the bullet went. And Alex was saying he saw that there was an exit wound at the back of Charlie Kirk's neck and the blood was flying out the back of his neck, blah, blah, blah. So Alex was getting it wrong from the beginning. And Candace came on and said...
Wait. Did he say... I don't think he ever said it. I remember Alex in the week after Charlie Kirk, he had on like... He had a constant stream of like gun experts that were in. I mean, I've heard Alex describe shooting, I think, a boar and the way it goes through. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering. I remember Alex being very much suspicious of the 30-06 and just repeating over and over, there's no way this was 30-06. It would have blown his head off. That's what I remember. But maybe I'm misremembering that. But I always thought Alex was very much on the forefront of questioning the gun that was supposedly used. Maybe I'm misremembering that. Sorry to interrupt, Jefferson.
Yeah, Alex said that he saw an exit wound at the back of Burke's neck and the blood spurting out the back. Now, he got it wrong, obviously. Candace Owens said, I've seen video from the camera that was directly behind Charlie Kirk. It was provided me by TP USA, and there is no exit wound.
Right.
So Alex was wrong about there being an exit wound. There should be an exit wound if it was a 30-06, but Alex was wrong. You can check the tape.
Okay. Can you tell me where this tape is? Because I want you to make your point. We can just assume for the case of argument that Alex was wrong about this, but I don't ever remember him. So, like, why would he say that he saw an exit wound if he didn't? I mean, is there a video that looks like a exit wound? I don't know. I just remember Alex talking over and over and over about the 30-06 and his experience hunting and how it would go right through a body and how it was all very suspicious. And does the crew remember? If you can send me the video, I'm happy to be corrected. But
if I could get a word in edgewise here, you can talk all day if you want to, but I'm just saying, I heard him say it. It was within 4 days of the shooting. He said that he saw an exit wound and the blood spreading out the back of his neck. I knew it was wrong when he said it. But we're so bad at taking calls now that I couldn't get through to say, Alex. So anyway, Candace made them come out with a statement that the unnamed surgeon said the bullet lodged in his neck. He had Superman spine material, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, Alex was talking about how the bullet went down towards his heart and then ricocheted back up into his throat. And it was just become a mess. of contradicting ourselves. Now it's a magic bullet that hit a Superman spine, and Candace was right from the beginning when she made them come out with the explanation that there is no missing bullet. For a while, for 4 or 5 days, they were saying we don't know where the bullet went. Remember, we were talking about the exit wound being in the front, the exit wound being in the side, the exit wound being in the back. The bullet had to go somewhere. It was 30-06. Then you had a caller come in and say, well, there is a round that comes from a 30-06 that fur hunters use. It's called a frangible round. It's in a sabo, and when it hits somebody, the sabo's not there anymore, so the round that comes out was originally the size of a 30-06, but it's actually much smaller, and it breaks into pieces. That way the fur hunter can use a 30-06 to kill game but not destroy the fur, because the frangible bullet stays inside the animal. But those bullets have been illegal for like 30 years, so where Tyler Robinson would get a frangible round for a 30-06, and none of the other bullets were frangible rounds, so that's an odd explanation. But Candace was right when she said there was no exit wound. Everybody else was wrong saying there had to be an exit wound, and we still don't know what the real explanation is from the unnamed surgeon, who I don't know when we go to court, but we'll finally learn what the surgeon's name is. But Candace has earned the right to be wrong on this. If everybody else is going to be wrong about not discounting that there is no way Tyler Robinson used a 30-06 normal round to hit Charlie Kirk in the neck, and Alex was back and forth on this, where he's going, well, yeah, it would blow his head off, so to speak. But obviously there's no exit wound, so it's not a 30-06 round unless it's the frangible one, and where Tyler Robinson would get that, who knows?
Okay. Yeah, I remember it all a little bit differently, but that's all fine. So what's your point exactly? I mean, I also hesitate on giving Candace credit for, like, everybody was suspicious there wasn't an exit wound. Like, that was a very common thing. It's almost weird that it's like as if Candace Owens is the only one who had questions about any of this. Like, everybody had questions about this. Everybody was speculating about this. Candace is sort of the only one still doing it, but it's like we all had questions about this. We all speculated. We all questioned what type of bullet could a 30-06 do this. If there's no exit wound, what we saw, was that the exit wound? Did the bullet end up elsewhere? Like, this was all speculative. A lot of people were asking, how the bullet didn't leave the body. And then Andrew Colvett, asked the surgeon. The surgeon probably gave him an answer that you can imagine a surgeon giving. Well, his spine was very strong. He was a very healthy man, and it appears as though it deflected the bullet. And, it's a miracle that happened, because if it had gone through him, it could have hit somebody behind him. Andrew Colvett goes and writes that up, and, it becomes, oh, so now Charlie Kirk is Superman with steel in his bones? It's like, they never said his bones were made of steel. What are we talking? It's just an expression. It's a turn of phrase, and it's Andrew Colvett, I'm sure, in a raw emotional state of having his best friend and business partner murdered right in front of him, or, on camera, being like, wow, we can find little miracles even in tragedy. God allowed this bullet to be stopped so nobody else got hurt. As tragic as this is, it could have been worse. Maybe we can seize onto this little bright light. I don't know. It's like in the follow-up of this massive assassination, I don't think he was trying to, silence debate about this. I think he was just relaying what the surgeon said and sort of imbuing it with this, miraculous vibe around it, because that's how we felt about it. I think, TPOSA, these people, they're very, very Christian. Like, they're very faith. I don't actually question that. I don't actually think that that's weird. That actually makes sense to me, that somebody who just had their friend murdered would go, God stopped the bullet in them, but at least nobody else got hurt. And that was sort of like it was the last heroic act he did. It's just, they're just seizing on something, right? It's an absolute miracle that may have saved lives during the fatal shooting. And then people treat that as if he's like, Charlie Kirk had bones made of steel, that's why, and it's a miracle. So if you question it, you don't believe in God. It's like, that's never the argument that's been made. But then apparently Candace talked to the surgeon. The surgeon's like, I never said that. So why Andrew Colvett would make that up in the first? Again, like, what are we talking about? What is this? Does any of this even matter? Okay, what we know there was no exit wound. Okay. We know it's highly unlikely that a 30-06 would not leave an exit wound. Okay. What else? What else do we need to know? the surgeon apparently is the one that said it was a frangible bullet. So if that's not the case, the frangible bullets have been illegal for years, I guess the surgeon is lying. And now Candace is lying to you about the surgeon. And the thing is, everybody has a right to be wrong. It's how you respond to that that really, you know, dictates the conversation. Now, she said this stuff about this congressman being at this meeting and this meeting taking place. And, you know, evidence was presented that showed that probably wasn't the case, including, video evidence of the congressman in a different state at the exact time. And in response, the Candace crowd has been to call Alex Jones a controlled op and say that he's threatening her because he says he's worried about her. So again, two people have called in. They both said it's fine to correct Candace. It's fine to, you know, say she's wrong. But that's all we did. And that's now we're being attacked by like thousands of different people pulling up clips from a long time ago that have nothing to do with anything, that are totally out of context, trying to frame us as Zionist stooges. So, okay. If it's okay for Candace to be wrong, if it's okay to tell Candace she's wrong, then everybody can shut up because that's all that we did. Thanks for the call, Jefferson. Let's go to Nick in California here. Go ahead, Nick, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Harrison, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
You look great, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been trying to bring this people's attention a lot, and it's been on my mind a lot. And I'm really interested in the scientific method and probing, like, how do we know what factually, rather than everything being a matter of opinion, right?
Right.
And knowledge is such an incredible level of power. Like, as we saw during COVID, people's ability to acquire knowledge and check the facts and stuff like that was a major, pivotal aspect of, the public's ability to retain their liberty, right?
Yep.
And so the globalists would need to somehow manage or control people's ability to, acquire new knowledge or double check what the experts are claiming and things like that. And the way that they do that is by making everyone feel like the scientific method is this thing that everyone sort of gets, and it's sort of a foregone conclusion that, you know, it's not robust enough or good enough, for daily life. And then when you go to university and they try to teach you the scientific method, they make it really obscure and unwieldy and just overly confusing with, like, all these extra variables and using all this lingo that is not really boiled down to make it, like, really easy for people to pick up quickly and put to use. And the way they do that was something called DOE. It's called Design of Experiment. Instead of having, you know, people talking about experimental design, which is your standard good term for it, they have this code word called DOE, where they turned it into an acronym, right? So then you have to decode that, extra layer of obscurity. And then when you go and you learn about DOE, you can actually search Google for all of the .edu websites that have these pages on their university websites about their DOE stuff.
Right.
And every single one of them, there's just hundreds of them, and every single one of them is just this maze. It's just this terrible maze, like a hall of mirrors. Sorry, my throat, I'm getting a little excited. It's like this, like, never-ending hall of mirrors of confusion.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely deliberate. And that's the thing, again, just, you know, think about it from the perspective of your enemies. I'm not sure if you're talking about the Candace Owens thing or, well, hell, let's just talk about COVID. Like, not only would I be trying to hide the truth, I'd be seeding the information atmosphere with false trails to follow, you know, false rabbit warrens to explore, right? Rabbit holes to go down. Because not only if you can, you know, trick somebody who's searching for the truth, you're trying to hide the truth, they're searching for it. Well, if you can point them in a direction away from the truth, but do it in a way that seems sly and seems like they're discovering something they're not supposed to discover, then not only will you waste their time, you'll discredit them, right? Because you can point to them and go, oh, these are the type of people you hang out with. These are the types of things you believe. And so, you know, that's where you get things about COVID that were nonsense or crazy or out of left field, or the vaccine is snake poison or whatever it was. And it's like, okay, well, that just discredits the whole thing, which is why it's important to push back on speculation that's unfounded or claims that are untrue, because you discredit the whole thing. If you actually want to find out who killed Charlie Kirk, then accepting all statements from Candace Owens as gospel truth is not the way that you do that. And accepting all evidence, you know, uncritically, if it fits your preconceived notion, that's not the way you get the truth. So we just go for the truth. We just pursue the truth. So, you know, that puts us at odds with people that have decided they know the truth and are looking for information to back that up. Thanks for the call, Nick. Let's go to Alan in California now. Alan, you're on the air. You will be very soon. Line 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, Harrison Smith, to Merry you Christmas. And your whole crew and Thank family. You. All right, brother. Hey, so a bunch of great calls going down some different trails, but I wanted to back up with the first caller that you took, talking about this. I want to chat about why you're right that Bill and Hillary never get arrested and the rest of them won't get arrested. But the Epstein picture with the Talmudic volumes in the back, okay?
Yep.
That's very key, okay, in that many of the Jewish leaders, I'm pretty sure Benjamin Netanyahu has described himself as an atheist, but if not him, many Jewish, you know, prime ministers have been, you know, outed themselves as atheists. They're not Jewish by faith. However, a lot of these leaders are Jewish by faith, and Talmudic is there's Orthodox, there's kind of, you know, liberal, and then there's also Talmudic. Talmudic is a very select sect, S-E-C-T. And Ben Shapiro, Ben from Daily Wire, that's Jim Ben Shapiro, right, of the Daily Wire, he's a self-described Talmudic Jew. That's very
right. It's the rabbinic order, yeah.
Well, it's not just the rabbinic order. It's very unique, okay? The Talmud is very unique about how they view our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how they treat non-Jewish people, as opposed to liberal Jews, as opposed to Orthodox Jews. So just look that up. So now, one last thing before we get to the Bill and Hillary Clinton, just do yourself a favor, look up Baron, B-A-R-O-N, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, on YouTube. He's doing great work, all in reference to what happened with Charlie Kirk being assassinated. I believe that Tyler Robinson he may have shot a rifle, but he did not kill Charlie Kirk. There was government agencies behind it. So that brings me kind of around to Bill and Hillary Clinton. There's a very famous picture, I'm sure your crew could find it quickly, of Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas with George, the first Bush president, but prior to when he was vice president even. There's a picture of them at one of the fundraiser things in Arkansas, and where Bill Clinton and George, the first Bush president, were friends way back in the day, okay? So bottom line, what I'm saying is that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are CIA operatives, okay? Now, George, the first Bush president, is the first president of our country that was a CIA agent. I mean, he was the director of the CIA. You know that, right? Before he became vice president.
Yeah, of course. And he was part of the Council of Five, along with William Lansdale and several others, Bill Colby, who launched the drug running operation. So yeah, he actually was secretly in the CIA and was only made director once the truth about the drug running started to come to light because of a scandal in Japan, and they put George H.W. Bush as the director in order to clean it up and delete all the files before it could be exposed by Congress.
Right, and he made his bones because when the CIA took out JFK in November of 63,
he was there.
George H. Bush was there in Texas. So, I mean, so the CIA's been running this country the whole time. Now, the point is, coming back to Bill and Hillary, Bill Clinton, prior to even marrying Hillary, okay, he visited Russia
in the 1960s was a communist country when he was in college, when he was quote-unquote a Rhodes Scholar.
Right, and he was a Rhodes Scholar, which is where they do all the training for all this. Right. No, you're exactly right. It's a giant club, and, you know, it's the CIA, but really it's the people above the CIA. It's the CIA and MI6 and Mossad and basically the superstructure that they form along with the banks. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I do want to get to one more call before we have to go. Let's go to Robert in Texas, who wants to talk about the power structure that we've been discussing here. Robert in Texas on line 9, you are on the air soon. You will be soon on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about a few things. So I have a few questions for you. Have you ever seen a 5-hour documentary by, I believe it's Altian Childs? It's like a 5-hour documentary.
What's it called?
It was something about exposing Freemasonry and Luciferianism.
Okay, I have not watched that now.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because there's another person that I wanted to mention. He goes by the name Mag Bitter Truth. I'm not too sure if you ever heard of him.
No, I don't know that.
Okay, so he's on Patreon, Spotify. He has sometimes been on YouTube, but they keep deplatforming him, sort of like Alex Jones. And the reason why I wanted to bring up the 5-hour documentary is because I feel like if a lot of people had the information that was presented in that documentary, it would blow out, like, the entire globalist plan, like the New World Order, stuff like that.
Interesting. So give us the name one more time.
Of who?
Of the documentary maker, the documentary you're describing?
I believe his name is Altian Childs. He's supposed to be from the UK, if I remember right.
Okay, well, we're about to end the show here. Final thoughts, Robert.
I would just say just check them out. You know, if you get a little bit of knowledge in that regard, you might be able to just, like I said, destroy the entire New World Order altogether.
Well, I will certainly take a look at that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's not that complicated, folks. It's really not that complicated. People run mafias. They're criminals. And really, what we should show like every single day is that video that went viral not too long ago with Konstantin Kissin, where he's talking about the werewolf game. And it basically is a game that was developed in Soviet Union to show how somebody with secret knowledge can just dominate everybody else. And it's about, you know, whoever knows who the werewolf is, has that power and always wins the game. A little bit of extra knowledge, you can destroy your enemies. Now imagine you have access to the swath of knowledge, all the intelligence agencies, all the bank accounts, everything, what you can do, what you can achieve, what you can pull off with that. You know, it's like a war of information. It's almost like information is really the weapon in this war. It's almost like an info war. Wait a second. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired. A blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lock. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain. Breaking out the chains. Ultimate power. Energy on command. From the electron to storm. Come now take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21.
Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.